And welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, July 23rd, 2016. It's Season 10, Episode 30. I'm Scott.
I'm RJ.
And I'm Nathan.
Welcome to the show. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. That number again, 334-272-9228. Check out InGameChat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at In-Game Chat. You can also find us on Facebook. Same name there. You can email us, everyone, at ingamechat.net. We are streaming right now online through the station's website. We are also streaming our video feed at Twitch. Head over to twitch.tv, go in the search box, type in in-game chat, and you'll be able to find us and watch the show as well as listen to it. You can join in the chat room and talk with everybody there live while we broadcast as well. Welcome you to do that. Welcome to the show. We got Nate back. Matt, of course, not with us. And he was not with us last week. He was doing his Star Wars thing out at the stadium. And now, I don't know what he's doing now, but he's not going to be around for the next couple of shows. So he'll be back when he gets back. So anyway, we're grateful that you are here with us, so thank you very much for joining us, and we're glad to have Nate back as well. Been out for 2 weeks?
Three
weeks.
Nearly a month.
Almost. So we should probably go over what we've been playing. I have only been playing one game and one game only. That is Destiny. It was Iron Banner week. So now that I finally had my third character up to level enough to compete, I was able to play the Iron Banner with all three of my characters on Destiny. I reached rank 5, which is the highest rank you can reach, on my main last night. On my second alt, because my main had hit 5, my other two alts got a massive boost in ranking, and so my second alt reached rank 5. And then it took a lot of playing last night, many a match, for my third alt, who I'd done nothing with, and it was my first time using him in the Iron Banner at all. Took many an hour, but got him up to rank 5 as well. So I am finished with that, and can now carry on with my life of playing other games and devoting time to other games. Although, watch, I'll come back next week and say, oh, I did nothing but played more Destiny. So actually, I don't think that'll be the case. I'll likely run through the usual weekly updates that you run through on this thing now that they're not doing the now that Iron Banner will be over with for me, and I'll just run that. And then I really want to put more time into Red Dead Redemption. I've still got Doom. I tried to play Doom this morning. I had some time in between getting ready for the show and then leaving to come to the station, and so I said, well, let me put in some time with Doom. Doom's a really quick little thing that you can put some time in with. However, I tried to put some time in with it, and then my computer said, hey, this thing's eating up a lot of memory. You might want to close it. And when I tried to look and see how much memory it was eating, everything crashed, and I had to reboot. So Doom.
You had those Batman problems again.
Well, that was the first time with Doom. Yeah. I played a little bit. I played more of Doom without that happening before, so I don't know. But we'll see. I'll try and play it again. But yeah, I've got a lot that I really want to play. Dishonored, I'm trying to go back through. Doom, I want to get done with. Dangerous Golf, now that they've done a bunch of updates for that thing, plays fantastic. All the updates work really well with what they've done. The load times are just massively reduced I also moved everything over to an SSD drive that I had installed last weekend after the show as well, which I don't think has anything to do with what's going on, but now everything is just, it's all about getting things done as fast as possible as far as getting all the stupid stuff out of the way so I can get in the game, you know, just so I can get in and start playing my game. So I really want to play the South Park game before the next one comes out. Yeah. And Deus Ex is on the horizon. I am not going to go back through Deus Ex before this new one comes out, but that is coming up very, very soon for me. We'll go to RJ because I think his will be just as quick as mine was with what he's played.
Yeah, well, I played a little more than that, actually. I still played Dark Souls 3.
Okay.
Got through New Game Plus 4 with my main character, and now I'm going to be starting on New Game Plus 5. My alts are still going to be staying where they are, New Game Plus, finish that with them. Played a little bit of Warframe this week on the PS4 as well.
Didn't that get hacked or something? Didn't I read where Warframe... was it Warframe? I thought something got busted into. Let me look this up real quick.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was playing that, and I spent most of my time in customization, really, and trying to figure out what... how to customize my character, really. Like, I'm finding units and things to put on there, and I'm just trying to go through the whole system trying to figure out how to apply them to my character using a mag, if that means anything. The mag character, magnetic based powers that the Warframe has.
Here's my first one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Warframe was hacked. This was reported 2 days ago. 775,000 player email addresses are now compromised.
No, I haven't heard anything about that, actually.
Yeah. No, but go ahead.
Yeah. Just figuring out the whole system, really, playing through that. Really,
it's been like a year since I've played, but my favorite guy who I put the most time into was the Rhino.
Mm-hmm.
He was, love that guy. Because his third move or whatever, he put like an overshield on himself, so you can just run into things and just attack for days.
Just from a battering ram, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
And charge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think I've used my powers, really, as a mag in there.
You should.
Mostly just arrows and gun right now.
You should use your powers.
Well, drains a lot of energy, but I guess...
One of my favorite game modes playing was just the hordes. Like, where you just attacked until everyone died. So... Mm-hmm.
Story mode for me.
You better learn. There wasn't a story mode when I was playing.
Well,
the game is still fairly new.
Mm-hmm.
I need to try that again. It's been a long time since I've played.
Yeah, I'm real late to the party. What's been two? How many years has it been out?
Four.
Yeah.
4 years, yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
I started playing when the PlayStation 4 came out.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I played for like 3 months.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you playing on PS4?
Yeah, PS4. Oh. Playing on a PS4. But other than that, I played the demo of King of Fighters 14 as well. That came out, I think, on the 19th of July. I already paid for the limited edition version of that, so I got a chance to play the tutorial of the game, so I could learn the system of the fighting game. Standard fare, you know, 4 attacks, roll evasion, and blowback attacks that knocks your opponent down and gives you an advantage. The system wise, the only thing that really stood out to me was the max mode in your super meter that you use. You know, as you play the game, you know, as you give damage and take damage, your super meter builds up and it fuels your big special moves that do a ton of damage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can burst one of those, one of your meters. You can gain up to 5. You can burst one of them and you go into what they call max mode. And max mode allows you to enhance your normal special moves, and you can just keep throwing out enhanced specials until the meter runs out. That was a nice little feature. I didn't know they implied it. They put in King of Fighters 14, but I think I'm going to be able to use that pretty well. They also put something in there, rush combos. You basically just run up in front of your opponent and just rapidly tap light punch, and you'll automatically go into a 4 or 5 hit combo that ends with the opponent being knocked down. Now, if you have meter available, that that last hit turns into a super move that maybe does you more damage. And if you have more than one meter built up, it goes into super special moves. It does even more damage. So, real user-friendly way of putting in combos, so it's easy to get into for anybody who wants to get into it. That's pretty much all I've played this week.
And Nate, what's been going on with you for the past 3 weeks? CSGO.
Yep.
That whole thing broke while you were not here. The whole gambling situation happened while you weren't here, and I couldn't get your take on anything. Not that you're even invested. Right, not really, you know, you may not even be knowledgeable of any of that stuff.
No, I was.
Yeah.
I knew about all of it.
Yeah, I know, but did you know about it outside of just the stories that were posted online?
Beforehand?
Yeah.
I mean, I knew about the gambling beforehand.
Okay.
I thought it was absolutely...
I didn't know there was like a massively billion-dollar a year thing.
And the only reason I knew is because two of the main guys who got involved that owned the company, I watched one of his videos, and he was like doing the whole,
look what I got, this is great.
And while I'm watching, I was like, this is so stupid. Who does this? Like, I watched two of his videos. This is the biggest waste of money, whatever. And I was like, I don't know who the heck would spend that much money. And
a lot of people.
Little did I know. It was all fake anyways.
Yeah, well, that was fake, yeah.
So I did know about it. Never would have gotten involved with it.
And they're cracking down, or at least Valve is cracking down. Yeah. And I know Twitch has started to do that as well because this is federal crimes we're talking about. This isn't...
Child's play.
Yeah. This is even... I think this goes beyond swatting someone.
Oh, that whole situation is messed up.
Yeah, I mean, that was just... That's prank stuff. This is... I mean, it's
pretty bad.
Well, swatting is horrible. But I don't think they look on it as bad as they do this.
This is true.
This is... and by them, I'm talking about the federal government looking at this as bad as it is. So... Yeah, Valve's like, okay, we need to CYA ourselves as soon as possible and get this out here. So they issued a press release. They issued emails. They started shutting people down, saying, "Nope, you can't do this. You can't do this." Twitch started blocking people and started. This was people's livelihoods. This is how they said, "This is how I'm going to live the rest of my life is banking on all of this money, and then that's going to get me through." Whatever.
Yeah.
I'll just be fine and sail right, and then it gets shut down. Now it's like
100%.
Yeah. So anyway, that happened while you were gone.
And I do own a lot of skins, but I earned them or bought them.
I guess they help the look of the. I don't know what's the why.
Why what?
Skins.
Weapon skins.
Yeah.
I mean, I just bought them off the market for like 3 cents.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
I earned some of them, but...
Yeah.
But, like, what happens is, like, the more you use the weapon with that skin, it gets worn down, so you'll see more effects of, like, the paint wearing away off of your gun and stuff.
Yeah.
And so you can buy and sell. Certain people want skins that are used.
Mm-hmm.
Some people want them brand new, so that affects its value and stuff, depending which what
God, that is
interesting.
Like. That is beyond interesting to me.
Some of them, though, and there's a couple knives, I mean... $140 for the knife, for the skin, on Steam.
Man, that's weird.
There's the only one I would ever slightly consider, which means I would never spend a dime on it. It's like $25, and it's pretty common. But it makes your gun look like the what's the Destiny guy? The orange and orange and white group.
The orange and It's not Dead Orbit, and it's not New Monarchy. It is a Future War Cult.
Yes. It looks just like that.
Okay.
It makes their one rifle looks. They both look exactly alike.
Yeah.
That's the only one I would slightly consider. But yeah. So I have skins just because I've earned them, and I had 20 cents, and I was like, I could buy 5 skins for 20 cents. So.
I mean, I've spent my money on
worse.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, I'm almost positive that I have. I bought the really cool Warlock statue from Bungie's website. It's made by a company that really does... The Titan sold last year.
Yeah.
And now they're on eBay for like $400.
Ooh.
They've gone massive. They've gone up way in price.
How much you spend?
$150.
Oh, okay. That's
For the Warlock. Because that's my guy. The Hunter went on sale...
I know. Me and you both play Warlocks.
Yeah.
That's our jam.
Yeah. The Hunter went on sale, I think, just a couple of days ago.
You just can't run with the Warlock. You can't run the relic on orcs.
Oh, I have.
I'm saying. I know you have.
I mean, I have. You whenever, because especially when you go into the sisters part of it and it just randomly selects you.
Yeah, that's true.
That's one of the, that's what, man, this is going off topic. But one of the thing, yeah, no, one of the things that, the reason I haven't gone back into raiding and I've just been doing this other stuff that, that while it does take up time, it doesn't feel near as frustrating as raiding did with a pickup group anyway, was because... Man, we could blow through it, no problem. But as soon as we get to that, those sisters, the sisters and Oryx would literally take almost twice as long as it took us just to get up to that point, because the randomness of picking someone to carry the relic, and everybody's, and they would fail, or they would get through it.
Not calling Matt out or anything.
Well, I'm not even calling anybody out that played with us, because I'm talking about pickup groups. It was horrible with pickup groups. Because it would land on somebody who's either been carried through this thing and doesn't know how to do it, or is just horrible at what they're doing, or they would simply refuse. As soon as they became the relic holder, they just jump off the side. They're just like, all right, we gotta get somebody else. And I'm like, what? How? Fine, we get through phase one, and then it's randomly gonna pick somebody else for phase two, and it could be you. You're gonna kill that, and then we gotta do phase one all over again. It was annoying. So annoying to go through that stuff. And then it would get annoying because, yeah, we would go, somebody who's really good at it would get picked for the first phase, and we'd knock it out in no time.
That's such minor raid mechanics compared to WoW.
Oh, I'm sure.
There's so many mechanics that suck so bad.
And I don't play WoW.
Oh, I know. this is, once again, we're going off topic, but there's one mechanic where the boss has three phases. Each time you get down to a certain part, the whole group has to run around on this whole big circle palette. Well, the boss disappears, and then the whole room just turns into fog. And then there's one little lighted area that you have to run, and if you touch the fog, you immediately die. So the whole team has to run around. But while that happens, there's things that drop, so the group has to wiggle around those things that are dropping with the thing. I mean, oh my god, so many people die during those encounters. I mean, tons of people would die. And then there was also things that were that was the other thing. You were also you were getting blown.
Mm.
So you had to learn to walk sideways, angle yourself and avoiding things. So
well,
it's fun.
I'm obviously talking about
simple mechanics.
These are very simple mechanics, and which is why it annoys me, because that raid could take less than an hour.
Oh, yeah. 45 minutes tops.
If people could just get there together.
Yeah. I would say that jumping puzzle is probably the
worst. But see, you can skip the jumping puzzle. One guy has to get through it and go to the other end, and then boom.
Sure.
Everybody can just teleport in, and that's fine.
Sure.
You'll miss a chest, but whatever. Who cares? You get through that part. The jumping puzzle, god. Although, now that I've played the others, Warlock has the worst jump in the world.
It does.
The worst jump
I like in the world.
It is the worst. For that jumping puzzle, it is the worst puzzle. It is the worst jump in the world. And then there's other puzzles in some of the levels.
I couldn't do Hunter, remember?
Huh?
I struggled with the Hunter. Well, I didn't have my triple jump, that's why.
Right, you weren't, because you were just.
I just started.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't the Warlock hover?
Mm-hmm. Glide.
He's got a glide. The problem is he has a slow,
He doesn't have the ups that the other two have.
Mm. Okay.
He
can't get the altitude. Well, he can get the distance, but not the
altitude. He can get the altitude eventually.
It's slow. Like, the other ones were like, boom, or boom, 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 boom. As if Warlock's like, boom. So, if you wanted to do something, you have to time it right.
So, he's got that floaty jump.
Yeah.
It's very,
prefer it.
It's very Luigi-esque from Mario 2.
That's actually a good example.
Very, very much Luigi-esque from Mario 2. So, yeah. No, after playing a ton of Crucible or Iron Banner, and trying to take shortcuts around some of these maps that are very much jumping situations, the Warlock is actually helpful in that.
Yes,
because I can make some really long jumps.
Well, and like you can come from certain angles and just glide right in, and just laying down.
But I can tell you now. I remember going through that. I remember playing with my Hunter. I was like, man, I can't wait to do the raid with my Hunter. That jumping puzzle's going to be nothing. That's going to be easy. Just boom, 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 boom. I'll just all over the place. That'll be no problem.
It was bad for me.
I say that, and I haven't played with him yet on the raid.
But I didn't have my triple jump. So.
Which I've still got to do a flawless raid.
Define flawless.
Yeah, nobody
no
dies.
One can die.
Nobody dies the entire raid. Well, I can go back to the older raids, which are really low level.
I still say good luck with that.
Now, the Crota's End, which was the second raid they instituted, is apparently the one that that people do this on, so they can go back and get the achievement or the trophy.
I don't know. I think if you ever, I don't think that's as hard as you think it is. Even if you did orcs.
Well, apparently there is no jumping puzzle in Crota's End.
Oh.
So you don't have to worry about people not knowing the jumping mechanics or having a really difficult time.
Yeah.
So, and the end of the whole, that whole thing is very easy to run through when you're massively outleveled from everything else. And so, people in the GAF thread constantly are putting together teams that are going to go through a flawless raid. They're going to go get our flawless victory. Because I've only got that, 10 more ghosts to find, and I need to level up an entire hunter subclass, and then boom, I got a platinum trophy for Destiny. Which I've already got a, I've already got the full Taken King, all that stuff. Yeah. Has I've already hit everything on that one, so. Anyway, go ahead. What else were you playing?
Yeah, so, let's see.
Counter-Strike.
I'm trying to think what else I've played.
CSGO.
I've played CSGO. I've played Pokemon Go.
Did you pick anything up during the Steam sale?
No.
Was it the Steam sale?
Yeah.
God, yeah. We have... Jesus.
I didn't buy anything for
how
Steam
much
sale.
How much time has passed since we've talked to you?
Back in my day.
I know.
I didn't buy anything for Steam sale. I didn't buy anything for Amazon Prime Day. Main reason is just because I'm just looking forward to the We Happy Few and then Abduction.
Yeah.
So I really don't want to buy anything because... I've already bought two games.
Yeah, you've already bought that stuff. There's other stuff. And I know you've got Last of Us. Last Guardian.
I got that pre-ordered.
Yeah. Last Guardian's coming out, which I know that is your one exception to your rule of I'm not going to buy any more games this year.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say I wasn't going to buy any more games.
Well, you were pretty set on that.
I said I wasn't going to buy any...
You said, I've already gotten my purchases picked, and it's going to be this and this, and if Last Guardian comes out, it'll be this as well.
Okay. So I did include Last Guardian.
No. You had said that from the start, that would be the only exception that you would buy. That I've already got my stuff set.
And yeah, there's really nothing else I'd want. I mean, maybe World of Warcraft. Just not sure about that one. Legion.
How many of... When is... Warcraft, their updates weren't yearly, were they? Their extension stuff wasn't yearly.
You mean their patches?
Yeah, well, not necessarily their patches, but like, and obviously I can't really compare Destiny to World of Warcraft.
you shouldn't.
Right. But so far Destiny had, they released their game, not last year, but the year before last. Within that full year, they had two very minor updates with Dark Below and House of Wolves. Then they released Taken King, significant update, really nice, for year two, basically. And then really, but then all they've done since then are these little events, like the Halloween event, the Sparrow Racing League, the April update, which added absolutely nothing. It helped with the Infusion stuff that they did, which Infusion is so great now. Everything goes to where it's supposed to go. I don't know if you've heard us talk about this, but yeah, if your weapon's 280 and you've got a 330 and you want to infuse, boom, it'll be 330. It's not going to be a six level. I don't have to go through a calculator anymore.
Good times.
Oh,
remember we discovered the Destiny app that could hot swap gear.
Oh my God,
oh, man!
Oh. And then Destiny put that in their own app.
Yeah,
which is what I've been using now.
Yeah. That was amazing.
That has been nothing but... In fact, it was down the day of Iron Banner going off, and I was like, I'm not going to be able to play. Because I was going to have to go through... I was going to have to go through each character and figure out where are the weapons that I want, and then put them over in the vault, and then get the other character and have them come and get the stuff. And finally, they fixed it within maybe 45 minutes after I'd gotten home and tried it again, and it was fixed. And I was like, finally! Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, it was, so much better. So much better. So my current light level on all my guys, I can get up to 333.
Wow.
And there's a 335 cap right now.
I was like 2 points away from cap when we were playing it.
220?
Yeah.
Or 320? 320 was the cap.
Yeah.
When we were playing.
If that's what it is.
Then. Yeah. Yeah. So
that was like 318, 319.
It's really fast to do now. It's very, you can do it.
I kind of want to, I kind of would like to go do that raid again. Just, I have all the spindle.
Well, you still need you still need all 50 calcified fragments.
I know
you've gotten all of them except for those three, right?
I'm missing one.
Oh, you did? Did you do some of the challenge modes?
I did two of the challenges. Yeah.
Which one? You're missing Oryx then, aren't you?
No. I'm missing...
Don't be Golgoroth, don't be Golgoroth, don't be Golgoroth.
No. The other one.
Warpriest.
Warpriest.
Okay, that's easy.
Yes. Good. I'm missing the easiest one. Which one was
Golgoroth? Oryx? Oryx is the one where you...
Maybe I don't have Oryx either.
You have to kill Oryx within... like four tries.
Yes. No, I do have that one.
Right. So you have to all the orbs have to explode.
We did the five. Mm-hmm. The five orb.
Yeah. You have to do the Earth. It's, I think it's four orbs.
Yeah.
Each corner and then four in that corner and they all have to go off at the same time and you can knock them out.
I'm just missing Warpriest.
Warpriest is easy to do. I was gonna say, God, I hope it's not Golgoroth because the Golgoroths are the worst.
No, that one. Remember, we did that one together.
We did that one, but again, it goes back to
what was the Golgoroth?
You have to, everybody has to coordinate.
No, that's wasn't right.
Isn't that the fat dude that kept killing us?
Yes.
I had to jump.
I had to jump down with James and activate my defense.
Yeah.
Me and Nate was running back and forth getting supplies and doing cover fire from the top. Uh-huh.
That's normal mode.
Yeah. Remember, we had to coordinate. We ran off the little swimming board and hopped down.
Yeah, I was like, Nate, your turn to run and get the supplies. Yeah. Come back, and then it's my turn to run and get supplies.
Well, no, but for the challenge mode, there's a whole different.
Yeah.
For the challenge mode, everybody in the party has to hold
the gaze.
His gaze. In other words, has to be the guy that's shooting the orbs while his chest opens up, so everybody on the floor can shoot into the chest.
But you have to do that every rotation.
But you have to do it.
As like, if we're just one person.
Yeah, as soon so whoever holds first gaze has to start counting down. It's about to be over with in 5, 4, 3, and that's when player two, whoever is designated as the second person to hold gaze, says, I'm two, getting gaze now, shoots him in the back, and then the counter starts over, and he turns and faces that person. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom. Meanwhile, as that counter goes down, and you're trying to do this all the same, you're trying to get as much time out of it as you can so that the people who aren't, who are waiting on their rotation or who have already done their rotation can start putting damage on the guy. Because every time he goes into that mode where people can jump down and start shooting him in the chest and stuff,
right?
Everyone has to hold his gaze. And so then player three says, I'm getting gaze, shoots him in the back, 4, 5, 6. And then it's over with, and you wait for round two to start up. When you've got a team of people that you talk to regularly and you know, that's an easy thing to go through.
Yeah.
But Destiny doesn't work that way. they work in the most horrible way possible, which is you need to find people to play with, go online and look them up and see if you can find somebody to play with.
That's not for random.
And trying to coordinate, man, with random people is...
That mission is not for random people. Yeah. It's not for random. Get some folks you established a working... working relationship with know how to handle the thing.
Yeah, his would be the only one I would skip. Like each week, whenever they do the rotations, I did it, but because I wanted the calcified fragment, so I get all 50. But now looking back on it, I would never do his again.
Would you do for Warpriest?
I would just skip his. Warpriest is let me think.
I know what it was.
Same person can't hold. The aura.
Yeah,
it has to be a different person each and every time.
Yeah, that one's easy.
To hold aura.
I didn't do it because I missed the first rotation, but I did the next two.
Yeah.
And then I stopped playing after it works.
I loaded the game up. I don't even know if I could run with y'all because I'm at like 2.
Oh, you could just
90 something, I think.
Yeah, you could run.
You could run.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Well, yeah, I don't know if
I wouldn't be effective.
I don't know that you could run in raid. But you could still run with this, and it's easy to bring up that light level. It's really easy to bring up that light level.
Mm. I mean, as long as two people... I mean, honestly, if two or three people have spindles...
And spindles now can go up to 335 on my... Yeah. That's the problem. With Golgoroth, I was worried because the rule of that challenge mode is that every person in the party has to hold his gaze. But because we are so overpowered... I say we're overpowered. I don't know. I haven't been in the raid since... But because we can bring our light levels up to much higher than what they were, do we not kill him? Do we not take him out before the rotation goes through, you know? So do we have to do, I don't know the answer to this question, but do we have to do one full rotation the first time?
I don't think that matters.
And then knock him out? I don't think it does. I think it just...
Just because before the challenge, I remember watching groups who, they were doing the Titan,
mm-hmm.
yeah, where you could heal yourself using the, what was the gun that does damage to you? Forget it now. Well, anyways, they were doing it so much to where they could kill him in two by the second gaze.
Mm-hmm.
So
again, now you can bring those levels up.
Yeah.
To
way higher.
Massively, yeah, just much higher than what the raid was built for at the time. So, but I don't know if that makes it any easier. I have no idea. I haven't run the raid since then. I can tell you, it makes Court of Works massively easy. I knocked out a tier 3 in no time. So yeah, that stuff has become easier. We ran through Prison of Elders.
Mm-hmm. PoE.
Boom. That was no time at all to do the highest ranked one there. Before you get to Challenge of Elders, which is now where you get your high gear if you don't want to do a raid.
Mm-hmm.
So Nightfall is still tough. But
those are fun.
I don't think I've done those elder missions.
No, Challenge of the Elders is new. That came with the April update. But the Prison of Elders...
Yeah, haven't done any of those.
Yeah, the Prison of Elders is not new, but a lot of people weren't really looking into that sort of thing, because at that point, it was kind of frustrating to go through, and there were other ways to get better loot mm-hmm. than to go through there. However, now the way that it works is that if you want to go from... light level 300 to 320 or 310 to 320, you do those Prison of Elders things. You just mm-hmm. spam those things because you can do them over and over and over and over again. And the gear just keeps increasing for you. And then once you want to go above 320, you have to do the Prison of Elders or the Challenge of the Elders thing, which is a weekly reset type thing. You can only do it once per week on each character.
I just talked to the guy that at that base, don't I? Just start it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, there was a shader I was looking at to pick up there, but I couldn't.
I got my moments of triumph, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I got all that done for year two, so that's out. That's done with me. Have you looked up to see what you've got left on that? Oh, I'm just curious. You've done a ton as well.
I haven't. It was that list accurate?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew I had four of them. Then I had about three or four of them done.
That's not bad because there's only six.
Yeah.
Or is there eight?
I thought there's eight.
There may be eight.
I know I had three or four of them done.
But then the Calcified Fragments is one of those.
Yeah.
Which would be, that would be five for you, and then you'd only have three more to get. And I don't know what they are that you might be. Well, two of them, or one of them is the April update, which is easy to breeze through. So that's another one. The one that's going to kill you.
That I won't do.
Is the Crucible one.
That I won't do.
The Mountain, or the Mountaintop, whatever it's called. That's the one that'll kill you. Wow, we haven't taken a break.
We have not.
We should do that. I haven't even finished with what you... Was that it?
Yeah, just CSGO, Pokemon Go.
Yeah, we got to talk about Pokemon Go.
And something else that I now can't remember.
We'll talk about Pokemon Go. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more of In-Game
Bye.
Chat. Here's some music from Panzer Dragoon, and we'll be right back right after this. He said... And welcome back to In-Game Chat. I'm Scott, along with RJ and Nate, hanging out with you on this Saturday afternoon of Comic-Con Saturday, which is always this and Evo are the two Saturdays that I kind of wish we didn't have a show. So I could stay home and catch up on everything. Watch all these trailers and then watch the tournaments and everything else, which we really didn't discuss much on that. Did you? I assume you finished watching the tournaments last weekend.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. I started watching the Street Fighter one, and then I was asleep by the time it was over with.
Yeah,
I know. It on, sounds like an old man, right?
You watched it on Twitch or ESPN too?
I watched it on Twitch. Okay. I had my PS4, and I put the Twitch app up, put it up there, and I'd already taken a sleeping pill beforehand because. My problem is not getting to sleep, although when something like that is on, yes, my problem is getting to sleep. But my problem is staying asleep.
Yeah.
Because I'll wake up in the middle of the night at like 1 o'clock, and it'll be tough for me to go back to sleep. Yeah, so if I take a pill beforehand...
you have to be at work at what, 5?
Yeah, I get up at 4:30, so I can get here by like 5:30.
Yeah.
Which I already live like 20 minutes away, although that traffic's nothing at that time of the morning.
No, yeah.
But... I take the pill at about 8:30, so I can try and be asleep before 10.
Mm-hmm. But you still gotta wind down with that pill?
I try to. Sometimes I don't. I made a huge mistake last week and took the pill. I took the pill at about 8:30, 8:45. Continued to play Iron Banner. Watched more of the convention speeches and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, you know. Crashed, but that was after 10, and that pill worked. It just took its time. It was waiting for me to do my part before it started kicking in.
Yeah,
and I got up way late. I got up at 5:30.
So the pill doesn't work until you relax.
Seems to be the case, which is always the way that I used to do it. Except now I've just been taking advantage of it. And what I'll do is take it at about 8 o'clock. Lay in bed, relax, watch something, and then by 9, it's like I can barely keep my eyes open.
Okay, this pill start to sound like a placebo?
Oh, no, it totally is. It totally is. But I have... We'll get to you in just a second, W. Matthew. There have been times, there was Monday night, I think it was, where I stayed up way too late, and it was too late for me to take that pill. I knew it was too late. It was after 10, and I hadn't taken the pill. There was no way I was going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just went to bed normally. I woke up at 1, and I couldn't get back to sleep until about 2:30, 3 o'clock. Whereas when I have that pill, I will still wake up at 1 just briefly to turn off the TV or whatever was on, and then boom, I'm right back to sleep. So it's very helpful in that regard. Like I said, I don't really take it to help me go to sleep. I help it to keep me asleep.
Hmm.
To keep me from waking up middle of the night and staying awake.
Hmm.
So, very helpful. I don't do it on the weekends. I have no problem going to sleep on the weekends because I stay up way too late. But, yeah. So, yeah, you finished watching the tournaments?
Yeah, I do.
Outcome satisfying to you, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, it was expected that Infiltration was going to take the Street Fighter tournament. I mean, the man's been on a roll. What, he's won like 3 out of 4 or 4 out of 5 majors for that game, and it was pretty much you could see where he was going to win the one for Evo.
Mm-hmm.
One of the good feel-good stories was still L.I. Joe getting there, the lone American representative in the top 8 for Street Fighter V. That was a good little story for there.
That was amazing how they had everything set up using Mandalay Bay and everything else. The way they had, no longer was it this hotel convention room. Type mm-hmm. situation that it's normally been. This was like an arena.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
The presentation on the whole thing was fantastic.
Yeah.
They really stepped up their game and probably did so in part because of the ESPN situation. Mm-hmm. Not to mention how big the whole thing had just become.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get bigger from here. I think they're doing one in Japan now. They're going to have an Evo in
Japan.
They're
going to have Evo in Japan. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I mean, break that breakdown. I mean, 5,107 people signed up for the Street Fighter V.
Yeah.
Just whittled it down to 8. So how good do you have to be to get out of that pool of
not only that, 5, but 5, how good of an organization do you have to be in order to corral all those people and make all those brackets and keep that and keep track of all those win law. You know, you've got to have a staff. You've got to have this is not some thing. You know,
yeah, this is fly by night thing. Yeah, no, these folks have been doing it for years. They've been doing it for years, man.
And to have to deal with that many people. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones now because we've only got a short time in this. We went way over, but let's talk to W. Matthew. Hey, man.
Hey, I have a few things I'm going to talk about, but I might as well start with the Evo stuff.
Yeah.
The ratings for ESPN were around 200,000 people.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's good or bad obviously for a sporting event. I don't know. I have no idea.
For that time slot, it's not the average. Apparently the average for a Friday night time slot is about 600,000. So, like, not good, but, like, that's been the whole weird thing. Like, the TPS CSGO stuff averages about 400,000.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah. But, yeah, when you hear, which is still fairly low, but when you hear these organizations like ESPN and TPS talk about it, it's like there it's a success. And it's like, I wonder if this is one of those circumstances where they're not particularly concerned about the ratings in and of themselves.
Probably not. They probably get more out of this from sponsor stuff than they do anything else. And so regardless of the ratings, if they get, you know, if they get sponsors on it, you know, or if sponsors come to them and pay them money to broadcast this thing or whatever the case, that's probably where they look at it to be a situation, regardless of what the ratings were. It's like, did we make any money off of this? Did we make more than we would have had we shown whatever we were going to show at that time slot on a Sunday night? So I don't know.
Honestly, a lot of what I've been able to find seems to be more about how these networks are desperate to try to get the 18 to 29 demographic, and that especially networks like ESPN are losing them fairly hard.
ESPN is just losing demographics all around the board, I think.
Also take into account the fact that most people did want to watch it on Twitch anyway. We're going to watch it on that anyway instead of ESPN anyway.
Yeah, Twitch had about 208,000 or something like that. So it seems like the American audience maybe watched it on ESPN and then international watched it on Twitch.
Was it TBS that announced they're going to do an Overwatch tournament?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, this is the interesting problem esports has that traditional sports don't, that esports, because it didn't start on television, is very global.
Right.
A lot of its audience is in Europe and Asia, not just the U.S.
No, that's true. That is exactly true. And so the internet helps out on that as far as some place like Twitch helps out in that regard.
But ESPN being a national network, not an international network.
Yeah. They had a lot of the naysayers on Twitter, of course. You know, why is this on ESPN? This is not a sport. Yeah. This is not competition. The typical type of stuff that comes out.
It's the same thing. Anytime ESPN ever, they hardly ever would cover it on SportsCenter and stuff like that. But anytime they tweeted about anything having to do with wrestling, they get so much backlash.
They talked about the international on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can't really. It's hard to deny something that's given away that kind of money.
Yeah.
For video games.
Yeah, they were putting the money. I remember they were putting the money amounts when they were out of the tournament in the top eight. They were putting the money amounts they've earned when they were out. I think when Joe left, it was like $3,513 that he got for his play.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know, that's good. What were a couple of your other things?
I guess sort of moving on quickly to some more not huge anything to talk about, but just say if you haven't, your PAX passes will be arriving soon. I got mine today.
Okay, I got the notification that thing from Reed Pop saying, hey, we've sent your PAX passes out. I think that was yesterday or the day before. So I didn't check my mail before I left the house this morning, so I don't know. But it'll be today or Monday.
Yeah.
Where do you live at? Where do you live again?
Florida.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I should be getting those soon. I still need to book my – I haven't even booked my flight yet. I still got to book my flight.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're not cutting it close, are you?
No. We're still about what's today? We're a little over a month away.
Just a little over a month. Okay.
A little over a month away for are we? God, I can't remember.
Yeah, it's at least I'm flying out the first through the sixth.
Okay. Yeah, let me look at
the event is second through the fifth.
That's right. I knew it was further into September this year because Labor Day comes a little bit further into September than normal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there it is. Yeah. I'm leaving on the 31st.
So you're going down an extra day early.
Yeah, you know, I did. Not last year, but the year before was when I went to Spokane and visited the Cyan Worlds studios. And last year I didn't do that, and I went in on I flew out on the Thursday before the thing, and I really, really enjoyed having that extra day. I've decided I'll do the same thing as fly out on that Wednesday. That'll give me time to do stuff Wednesday if I want to, and it'll give me all day to do stuff on Thursday if I want to do that, because there was a nice little town I visited on the way back from Spokane called Leavenworth, which is not too far out of Seattle. And I may do that. I was also looking at, this is getting into total nerd geek stuff here. I was looking at a map that shows dark areas, and there's one not too far out of Seattle that it's called a dark map. And it shows the amount of light pollution that area gets. So there's a couple of places around Seattle that are pretty low on the light pollution that I'd kind of like to go out and just kind of see the stars without having all that. There's no place around where I live right now that I could get anything like that.
I'm kind of the opposite. I fly in sort of Thursday evening, and then I like getting up and going. Like, the last thing I like to do is lay around the hotel. I find that boring.
Oh, I don't do that. I don't lay around the hotel. Yeah. I go out.
Yeah, we've done that for AWA and Evo. We did that. We wanted to get as early as we can the day before the actual event starts. So we wanted to get in like early Thursday or something like that. Same way with AWA, early Thursday.
I guess sort of the touch of some news. Sega announced two new Sonic games last night.
We were going to get to that. They did announce one is not named, but it'll be done for the NX and the Xbox One and PS4. I don't know if they put PC in that one or not.
Yeah,
but
it's PC. It's at the end.
And then the Sonic Mania one is getting a PC and Xbox One and a PS4 release next year as well, which I'm not one of those guys who have been banging the horn about, hey, give us a real Sonic game. So I don't know what this means.
Like that, the 2D one actually looks decent, surprisingly enough.
It looks like a remaster, to be honest with you.
It almost kind of does. Like, it seems like that's where they got the hint. A lot of people think it's just basically, the 3D one is basically Sonic Generations 2.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Because the only screenshot were like two Sonics on screen at the same time, and I was getting that same vibe of Sonic Generations, which I picked up all the Sonic games from that Humble Bundle not long ago. I need to put some time in them. Oh God! Now that you bring this up, and I know you probably weren't going to talk about it, but Pac-Man Championship Edition 2 coming out in September.
Yeah, I saw that. I played the original one a bit.
I love DX.
I'm not sure what they could do, though.
Well, I watched 17 minutes of... Polygon has a video of 17 minutes of gameplay of this new one, and I'm hooked on this one as well. I want to play it. I want to try it out, but everything about it looks fantastic.
Well, you'll probably be able to play it at PAX.
Very much so. I don't know when it comes out in September, but yeah, it'll probably be at PAX as well. So yeah, that was something that I was really looking forward to. If you have a chance, I know RJ, you like the game as well. I know you like DX.
Yeah.
But see if you can find that video. You don't have to do it now. Mm-hmm. But if you want to see what the mechanic is or how it works, check that out. It is very much different, but in some ways the same.
I was gonna say PAX is gonna end up being an interesting. Just because of what it falls, and like basically both Microsoft and Sony have pulled out of doing any conferences at Gamescom.
Both of them have. I noticed that. Yeah.
PAX is looking to be really interesting.
I hope. Hmm. You know, I mean, PAX has not necessarily been one of their platforms for, or at least the big guys, Sony and Microsoft, hasn't really been a big platform for them to show off stuff. It's usually been at Gamescom. It's usually been at E3, Gamescom. And then for whatever reason, they kind of skip PAX for them. Now, for the other guys like Gearbox and a couple of others, PAX is their thing when they announce big stuff.
Yeah, like, also, like, it's kind of the last place Sony could reveal the Neo, so...
And from what we understand from that GameStop guy who let slip...
Yeah.
Yeah, he was doing an interview with CNN, somebody, I don't know who it was. They were doing an interview, and the guy who was interviewing him said, you know, what are the competitions that Microsoft's going to have with their new S console against Nintendo's new console? And the guy was like, oh... No competition. Nintendo's releasing theirs in 2017. It'll just be the newer consoles, the Neo for PS4 and the Xbox One S for Microsoft. Well, the Neo hasn't been announced as being released this year. But the guy at GameStop put that firmly in a holiday release of this year sometime.
Which means there's two options. It is either PAX or it is a December release and literally announced same day and release at PSX.
That was my thinking. I was like, man, December's a little late in the year to be doing that for a console release, because you've missed the Thanksgiving thing. You've missed the normal window of when you release those consoles. Although here's Nintendo releasing in March, and that's not really a normal window for a console release. But yeah, I was thinking about that too. I was like, that PSX, the PS Experience thing, that might be a little too late. So it might come before then. It could show up at PAX.
From a logistical perspective, would make sense, because it is in Seattle. Both can very easily get their stuff to Seattle. There is not a logistics thing of trying to get it all the way to Germany.
I'm still wondering what they are waiting on, if they still do plan to release this year.
They probably got blindsided by Microsoft stuff.
Hmm. Maybe. That may be the case. I don't know. When they do reveal it, it'll be interesting to... First off, once they do reveal it, it'll be interesting to figure out when that is, or to know when that is, to say, okay, you've waited till now. I wonder what the reasoning was. And then to find out what they're going to do, how they're going to do this thing.
Yeah, because I think they got a little blindsided by sort of Microsoft's console leaks and, like, realized, like, maybe theirs isn't as good as they thought it was going to be.
Are they blindsided by the specs for Scorpio and not the specs for Xbox One S, or?
The specs for Scorpio is probably what blindsided them.
Because they didn't have anything, ready to go after Neo, did they?
That seems to be the hunch, like that they had nothing after Neo ready, and when they basically saw that those specs, they realized, like, announcing this alongside that, maybe not so great.
Yeah. Again, there's still speculation on how their whole E3 thing planned out. I've always been a fan of trying to be a fly on the wall during these things to see how they react to a scheduling thing once they see, because Microsoft has always gone first. So I'm wondering if, like, there's three different layouts.
There is. That has basically been confirmed at this point. Like, that Sony does have multiple segments that they could swap in and out at the last minute.
Yeah, and it's like a, I don't know what the game is called, but one of those things where you take this out and replace it with this and that sort of thing, and you still build. It's all segmented. And so, okay, we're ditching that because they showed off this. We need to show off this. We're going to switch the timer. I don't know.
It should be obvious that's exactly what they did, because that whole gameplay segment at the end didn't feel right.
This also might have been, you know what, now that I think about this, and you make a good point, this also might have been the reason that Sony didn't have as many people come out on stage as they normally do. Because they were just going to let the games do the talking. And that way they could just send out, you know, they only needed to send out one or two people to go out and say, okay, you're introducing this. And that's it. You don't have to say anything else. You're just introducing this. So that might have been, I don't know. It's interesting to think of how those things go. And like I said, I'd love to be just an observer of how this. I really want somebody to do a documentary on how they set these whole things up. So
I mean, there's been a lot of... I mean, also, I guess on a quick, interesting release note, we had the Earth Defense Force 4.1 actually was released on PC.
Never played that game. Heard a lot about it, but never played it.
It's basically the equivalent of a 70s B-movie.
Well, it got a lot of praise, I know, on the console side of things when Earth Defense Force 2020 or whatever it was called was released.
It's basically a B-movie. It's like kill a bunch of giant bugs, like destroy buildings, that sort of thing.
Well, we appreciate you. Anything else before we let you go?
I mean, in a lot of ways, I guess we do a quick note that Pokemon Go released in Japan and basically crashed the servers again.
Yeah, well, like, who didn't see that coming?
Yeah.
That thing has done amazingly well.
I guess this is sort of more interesting note about Japan in general. Like, before the game came out, like, elementary schools and, like, ministries of public affairs were, like, putting out notices about Pokemon Go and sending home letters to their parents.
Yeah, don't play here, don't do this, that sort of thing. Yeah, well, I mean, they had seen what had happened. They were able to see what took place elsewhere and say, okay, we need to tighten down on this. Because we will not allow that sort of behavior in our country. So, but anyway, we appreciate you calling as always, man.
Yep.
Thank you so much, and hopefully we'll talk to you next weekend. Have a good one. We're going to take a break because we are way overdue from doing this. We just talk too much. We'll be right back with more of In-Game Chat in just a moment. Here's music from Phantasy Star Universe. We'll be right back. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. I'm Scott, along with RJ and Nate. Matt,
hello.
Not with us. Hello. Matt is not with us this week. He'll be back in a couple of weeks, whenever he gets back. Music from Saints Row the Third. I'm going to see if Saints Row the Fourth, I think. Is that what they called it?
Get out of hell.
Not Get Out of Hell, but, I mean, obviously the expansion, too. But there was the game before that. I got to see what music's in there, too. We play a lot of music. Well, we play two tracks from Saints Row the Third, so gotta check out Saints Row the Fourth. So many games to play. Anyway, welcome back to the show, and where were we gonna go?
Pokemon Go.
That's exactly where we were gonna go, because we haven't talked to you, Nate, since
Pokemon Go.
The whole thing erupted.
Yes.
Which, usually these things take time, but good Lord, this thing hit the ground running. It has like become the most popular app ever in iTunes history, at least, and probably on the other stores as well, I would think. It has just become just phenomenon, is really the only way to put it. So it's gigantic. So what level are you?
7.5.
Okay. I'm at 8. I don't know where I am at 8, but I'm at 8. I do this really casually.
Super casual.
I really
total.
But
casual.
You actually went downtown Prattville, which, by the way, I told a friend of mine who works. You know, he works for. I don't know what the company. I don't know what the name of the company is. No, it's not Ensemble. They're the ones that got fired. he's working on development of Halo Wars 2.
Okay.
He used to work at Lionhead.
Okay.
before they got canned or whatever. He used to work for Criterion. And he hit me up the other day. He's like, hey, I meant to send you this shirt, and I totally forgot. Give me your address again. And, of course, I put in Prattville, and he giggles. Calling in over in Britain and England and everything over there, Pratt is a derogatory term to call someone. You call them a Pratt.
Okay.
It means they're an idiot.
Okay.
Yeah. You stupid Pratt.
Well, I would agree with that.
Yeah. So when you
I'm okay with calling
so when you tell them that you live in Prattville, it's funny to them. Yeah.
So we got Wedumpka.
It's really, really hilarious to them that there is a place called Prattville. And they tell all their friends that, oh, guys, there's a place called Prattville.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think he's sending me a burnout shirt or something that he had from back when he worked at Criterion. It's a shirt that won't fit, I'm sure. But I don't care.
It might fit. You never know.
But yeah, at least you've gone out. You've gone to downtown Prattville and stuff. I haven't gone out of my way. In other words, when I drive home, there are two Pokestops that I can pull into one parking lot and get both. That's as much as I go out of my way to do anything. I don't walk around the neighborhood and see if I can catch any.
How many Pokemon do you have?
I don't know.
I have 46.
I don't think I have that many. It's going to load up, and I'll
last
tell you
night, though, I was pretty happy last night.
You went to downtown Bravo, so there's like 150 people down there.
Well, not last night. That was last weekend.
Oh, okay. Last weekend.
But last night, I caught a Psyduck, an Ivysaur, a Geodude, a Gigglypuff. I know it's Jiggly, but I like calling it Giggly. Sparrow, Pidgeotto, and Magikarp.
I need to look at my Pokedex to tell how many I have, right?
No.
Do you just go to the Poke... Do you just...
Click the Pokeball, and then go to the left Pokemon.
Oh, really? I got 120.
Jeez.
But I got three Bulbasaurs. I got two Squirtles. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 5 Caterpies. I got a ton of Pidgeys. Holy God.
Is that a joke or you mean it's not Caterpie?
What did it say?
You said Caterpie. It's Caterpie.
Oh, Caterpie? Okay.
It's got pie on the mind.
Well, better than pee.
True.
Weedle, Pidge, I mean, you know. Oh, good Lord. Okay, how do you do the
Ratatata? Ratatat.
Oh, really? The A on the end isn't pronounced? That's stupid. Well, yeah.
How many eggs are you full
of?
Oh, eggs?
I got 9 eggs.
But, like, are you incubating any of them?
2.
Okay, me too.
Yeah. One that's 5 and one that's 10.
It's great radio. How many Pokeballs do you have?
Okay. Hang on. 25, which is not much. I thought I had more.
140.
Yeah. I got 37 revive things. I've got 58 potions. I got 4 things of incense. I got 1 lure module.
Oh, you have a lure.
Yeah.
Wow. Lucky.
What is that going to do other than lure? I know it'll lure a Pokemon, but why do you say that's lucky?
I mean, because you can put it down somewhere and people can go get items from it.
Okay. Do I get any kind of XP because they're using my lure?
I don't know about
that. Does anything come off of that?
That I don't know.
Well, I ain't sharing my lure then.
You want to go to Aaron?
I'll just get the phone call. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Jeez.
How many Pokemon do you have?
49.
Yeah, you sit over there with your 49.
But I don't keep repeats. I get rid of all my extras, so it's just 49.
Oh, okay, interesting.
So I have no doubles.
I keep my. Why do I keep my doubles? I don't know. I just collect them. It's XP, and I keep them, and whatever.
Because you sell them for treats and stuff to level up your.
I haven't learned this thing yet. See, you know, it's basically the VCR for me. It's explaining how the VCR works. Hey, who's on the phone with us?
This is Chris.
Oh, hey, Chris. We're talking Pokemon. Didn't you call in the morning show earlier this week?
I think I did.
To talk about Pokemon? Was it Pokemon Go you were talking about?
I can't remember.
I don't either.
All right, well, good talking to you.
I know. It was a fast phone call, and I'm always looking at my random facts in the morning, so I'm usually not paying attention to much of anything else. I'm sitting there trying to read the validity of the fact that I've picked. This is Reddit.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, it's TIL. Yeah, that's all I
that's
do.
That's what I was going to say.
And I've totally openly admitted that. I was like, look, God, this is not some radio secret, folks. If you're interested in any of this stuff, because go to the subreddit Today I Learned. It's fascinating what you can find from there. Learn something new every day. Mm-hmm. So what's going on, Chris?
Playing more than 7 days to Die, and I heard the story about Prattville just earlier. And I remember one of my friends during high school that was a Japanese exchange student. One time we got some Chips Ahoy cookies, and I found out that Ahoy in Japanese means stupid.
Okay. So Chips Ahoy, just stupid chips, is basically what that translates to in Japanese. Yeah, so that's and you can buy Chips Ahoy in Prattville, and that is stupidville, basically. Idiotville is what that translates to in Europe. So you just been only playing 7 Days to Die. Anything else?
Yeah, that's about it. But I'm just waiting for South Park to make a new episode for Chim Pokemon Go.
Right, yes. They were asked about that at Comic-Con, I think, where they said, hey, are you going to do a new show? Are you going to do an episode based on Pokemon Go? And they're like, yeah, we did a Pokemon episode. It was back in 99 when we did one. Or whenever it was. It was years ago that we did a Pokemon episode.
Well, they have Pokemon in the South Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But they did a whole... I remember them doing a whole thing on that one. Because they went to Japan or something. I can't remember what the whole plot device was, but yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, the Japanese indoctrinated them and brainwashed them or something like that, I believe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they could have an episode where Kenny's playing it and then he gets run over by a car or something.
I'm looking forward to their new game as well. So I watched a whole little featurette on that this morning before I came in about their making of that game and that sort of thing. Makes me I don't know, more excited for this than I was for Stick of Truth, I guess.
But you never played Stick of Truth.
But I never played Stick of Truth, but I also wasn't too excited about Stick of Truth.
But you're excited for the new one because you've heard how well Stick of Truth
was. Obviously, yeah. Yeah.
You need to go play Stick of Truth.
Also, it falls into the superhero genre thing as well. So,
I am excited about that.
Anything else, Chris?
Not much. Just taking it easy.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for calling in, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tomb Raider got a release date for PS4. Finally.
I forgot that wasn't on PS4.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Xbox okay. got the exclusive. Then it got a PC release earlier this year. And then it was like, well, there's a PS4 coming. So it got a release date. And that is... It's also going to come with extra content and VR support on the PlayStation 4.
Huh?
I'm trying to look at the date now, waiting for the website to open. And it is deciding to take its sweet time to open up. Meanwhile, while that happens, I've encouraged Matt to go into Hitman and kill Gary Busey.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was the other option?
Gary Cole.
Mm-hmm. Busey's better.
But Busey won the vote.
And Gary Cole is who?
Office Space. Have you ever seen Office Space?
Yeah, I've seen Office Space.
He was the guy that was like, hey, I'm going to need you to come in on Sunday. That'd be great.
Yeah. Oh, the manager.
Yeah.
Office manager. Okay. Yeah, that guy.
He was also like in the Brady Bunch movies. He was the dad.
Hmm.
Mr. Brady, I guess. I don't know what the dad's name was in Brady Bunch. Let's see. October is when Tomb Raider will be. Rise of the Tomb Raider 20-year celebration will launch on PlayStation 4 in October. It will include Rise of the Tomb Raider and a new story chapter entitled Blood Ties and a new co-op mode endurance section. PlayStation VR support for Blood Ties is also included, along with all of the previously released DLC, more outfits, weapons, and expedition cards. The limited edition of the game also comes with a limited edition art book. So, there you go. They got to make money off of it somehow for releasing so late, because you got to figure if you owned a PC or an Xbox One, you've already played this game.
Yeah.
Hey, Sausage Guy in the chat room, we don't have a Skype for you to call in. So sorry about that. If that's what you're asking. We do have a phone number that you can call, but we don't have Skype. There was something else I was going to... Oh, you weren't here last week when I talked. I made a new purchase. I bought a 27-inch 1440 monitor. 144.
G-Sync?
Yeah. Ooh. I was... yeah.
I'm a little jelly.
Oh, boy. You don't even think about coming over to look at this. Because you don't want...
Fine.
The thing is, if you see this, man, it's like getting a bigger TV. It's hard to go back. I have dual monitors, so I've got my old 1080p sitting on my secondary. I don't like anything to be over there. I don't even like Windows folders to be opened up over there. I want it to be on this one. That's I want it to be on funny. My main. Yeah, it's
like someone starts to drag over a file. No, 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 no.
I was like, keep it on the clean one, man.
What are you doing?
There's so much room. There's so much space. I have the amount of tabs I have open in Chrome that would be on my 1080 thing would be all bunched up. I'd have to scroll through to get them. This thing, boom, I mean, it is nice. It's all, oh, God, it's fantastic. It really is fantastic. Games look amazing. But that should go without saying. Now I open up. Oh God, I go to YouTube and you really get to see what this stuff, how clean and crisp. Oh, it is so nice, so very nice.
How much?
It was $10 more than the lowest it's ever been on Amazon. Plus, I had saved up about $200 worth of stuff because this is what I was saving up for. So I got it for. It was about $150 less than the price, mm-hmm. and then the retail price of what it normally is on Amazon. So then take another $200 off of that. So, I got it for almost half, a little bit more than half off.
Which is
fine. I'm okay with that, and I'm not saying how much that was, but yeah, I was fine with that.
$8,000?
Oh. Yeah, I know, right?
Wow.
It was 16 grand, but I got them to come down a little bit.
Man.
The warranty really threw it over.
Did you have to refinance your house or?
Sold a kidney. that paid for half of it.
Your kidney?
Yeah, my kidney. Sure, that's what I tell them. also, for pinball games, I can flip it, I can go vertical with it. Ooh. And I can have the whole table. I know. It's fantastic. So, yeah.
Tell me the price in Morse code.
Morse code?
Yes.
Morse. I don't know Morse code.
Okay.
So, I can't tell you the price. So.
Well, I'm never going to see the monitor anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Wait, okay. Delinquent says, how much did you pay for it? Because I just discovered a high-quality 4K television that's going for $500. I paid less than that. So, does that help?
No. Not at all.
To know that I paid...
I know about what the monitors cost. So.
Yeah, I paid less than $500 for it. It was the... it's the...
$499.
God. Who has that brand, Republic of Gamers? What is that? Is that Asus? Acer? Is that Acer or Asus?
I can tell you.
Mine's Predator. Mine's the Predator brand. So whatever that is, it's the opposite.
Asus.
Asus is Republic of Games. So mine's an Acer.
Okay.
Acer Predator.
Okay.
So
I've never even noticed they had Republic of Gamers. I've seen the image.
It's the way I could tell between the two because both of them use the red and black color scheme. And so anytime it would pop up, I'm like, oh, God, which one is this one? Okay.
You recall if it was a... Z35 or X34 or whatever the numbers are at the end.
It's the XB. Oh God, XBH 27U XU or something like that.
Because something that pulled up is a Acer Predator XB271HK 27-inch IPS.
No, it's not the HK. Like it's not the HK. XB27HU, I think, is what that is.
So, but either way, it's Acer Predator.
Yeah, it's the Acer Predator.
Okay, we're going to Acer Predator and whatever.
Yeah, 27-inch, 1440 G-Sync screen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, but it's fantastic.
It's nice.
I loaded up. Dude, I haven't played Civilization 5 in forever, but for whatever reason, I decided to load that up. Somebody was playing that, and I already had it installed on my system, so I loaded up Civ 5. Forgot what that kind of does to your perception of time when playing a Civ game. Mm-hmm. I'd forgotten what that does. So Monday night, this was the night that I didn't take the pill, by the way.
The placebo.
This was the night I didn't take my sleeping pill, because at 4:30 I sat down and played that game, and it felt like nothing when 10 o'clock hit. I was like, oh God, it's been over 6 hours. I didn't realize that. I'd been playing Civ, sitting in the same chair, not moving for 6 hours total. Didn't feel like anything. Felt like nothing. What? Have you ever had this before? Have you ever had that happen before? Oh. Yeah. This felt like nothing.
World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Felt like no time had gone by at all. Also, I played the new Evolve. I say the new.
The free
Evolve, yeah.
Do we get anything if you own it?
You are automatically moved up to founder status, so there's a ton that's already unlocked for you.
Oh, I have to download it just to see.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a ton that's already unlocked. However, now this was 2 weeks ago when they first did this. And I said this on the show after I came on, was like, the amount of time in between matches is ungodly. It takes forever, which is what it did back then. And I was like, if they can get this fixed, if they can get that part fixed, it might actually be fun. By the way, everybody now gets a dome. You remember there was only one class that could put the dome over the monster? Well, now everybody's got it. Mm-hmm. And that way, as soon as the thing lights up and says, hey, you should launch your dome, anybody on the team can launch it.
Huh.
And it centers over the monster. So it's not where you put it. It doesn't matter where you throw it down, whatever. It's always going to center over the monster. However, they're working on balance issues. Mm-hmm.
What's hard to balance when no one's playing?
I know. What they're really trying to do is make it more active during the matches, because I can remember there were some times when we would just hunt and hunt and hunt and hunt and hunt, and then it would come down to that whole protect the power plant situation where usually we'd get wiped out.
I was really good at that. I avoided all contact.
They've taken out – remember all those extra game modes?
Mm-hmm.
The hunt the eggs and all of a sudden those are gone. It is strictly now just four hunters, one monster. Yeah, and that is all that it is now.
Hmm. I'm curious to see what I get.
They may bring that back in, but right now they're just focusing on that.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do. So. Do we have to go to break?
Oh, yeah, we should. We will take a break. Thank you for keeping me on track. We will take a break, and then when we come back, we will have more of In-Game Chat for our final segment here. Coming up in just a bit, here's music from Planescape Tournament, and we will be right back. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. I'm Scott, along with RJ and Nate.
Hola.
Hello.
Hello.
Music here from Halo Spartan Assault. Really want to do another music episode. I talked to a guy who's organizing a composer panel at PAX. They did this last year, which is when I got Jason Graves to autograph my copy of The Order 1866 vinyl that I had. 1886 or 1866?
One of those.
I can't remember. But yeah, I had him sign the vinyl, so I was trying to find out which artists he was lining up for this one.
1886.
Yeah. Trying to find out which composers he was lining up for this one, because I needed to look into grabbing some autographed material that I could take, or get some material so that they could autograph it. So I'm not supposed to tell you who is on that list, but I will tell you that if you own the soundtrack to The Banner Saga, or The Banner Saga 2, or Journey, or Fallout 4, you might be interested if you happen to be going to PAX. Those are just some. There is more. But
wait.
Yes.
There's more.
But wait, there's more. But yeah, so I actually have the sound, the vinyl album for Journey. So I
still need to play that.
Really? It's on PS4 now.
I know. I need to play it.
So, and you still haven't been spoiled by it, I guess, either. Uh-huh. Man, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I know.
Because that was... It wasn't mind-blowing or anything, but it was unique whenever you first run into the mechanic that they used for that. I was like, wait a second, you know. That's just... It's really... Yeah, so...
I'll eventually play it.
I hope you do. You know, you were talking about Abduction, and it got delayed. I was talking about taking the trip to Cyan Studios, Cyan Worlds. That got delayed to August sometime. Did we get in August 22nd, I think? The week of August 22nd?
Something like that.
I believe it was. It was supposed to be out this week or next week? This coming week? Is that when it was supposed to be out?
Yes. Because it was coming out the same week as...
We Happy Few.
Yes.
But they backed that up to August now. I am hoping that this is just their first delay and it's their only delay. Actually, this is their second delay. I think it was supposed to be out earlier and they had to push it back to the end of... But
well, if you go on Kickstarter.
It's supposed to be out October last year. I never trust those things.
No.
I've backed too many Kickstarters to know that the date they put there is not the date.
And that was somewhat why I was okay to do a We Happy Few, just because there was already technically a game.
Yeah.
You know. So
Kentucky Route Zero, Act 4 finally got released. This is an interesting one, too, where it just comes out of nowhere. I've only played Act 1, I think, on that. But I know Nabokov fan was a huge fan of that series, so I know he was probably very happy to see that. Dead Rising, the original Dead Rising, is going to be released on PS4.
Yeah.
There is a window of exclusivity that lasted for a very long time. That was like a launch title on Xbox 360.
Yeah.
And the box still had only on Xbox on it. That stayed there for a long time, and now it's getting release on PS4. So.
Oh, 2006.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that stayed silent for a long time before they got around to releasing that. Rocket League has now said that everything is done that needs to be done. On their end, on Microsoft's end, on everybody's end, except for Sony's, in order to enable cross-platform play. Sony, it's apparently in Sony's court now to move the ball and make this happen. If they were to make it happen, I'm fascinated as to the reason that they wouldn't, if that's the case, that they wouldn't do something like this.
I don't think they ever said they wouldn't.
No, they haven't. They've said nothing really about it. So if they were to come out and say that we're just not going to do that, I'd be fascinated to know why. What is the, you know, really, how does this, there's no, I don't know. I don't see a downside to doing this. If they do it, though.
It just costs them too much.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. But if they do this... I don't know. We were talking last week because I was talking about Iron Banner. I was talking about Destiny stuff, just like I was talking today about Destiny. And there were people in the chat room, specifically Sarah in the chat room, who plays Destiny, loves Iron Banner, plays this thing a ton, but she's on Xbox One. So can't play with her. But if they were to enable cross-platform play, even for Destiny and stuff, It'd be really nice.
Okay, AC Wrath, PC and PS4 can play together, but you can't group up or anything. It's just that you can end up in the same servers as them. So, yes, right. It's already there.
Yeah, can't you do that on Xbox One and PC, right?
Correct, and you can do that. It's just that the Xbox to PS4 is not.
Yeah. And the other thing about it is, even though, like, my hope would be that I would be able to play Destiny with her, chances are that would not be the case. Because apparently while you can do cross-platform play, there's no way to specifically request somebody who's on Xbox One or to have a friends. I wouldn't be able to add her to my friends list, her Xbox One avatar to my PS4 friends list. I just wouldn't be able to do that. So it seems like while it would open up the player base, you know, you'd have a bunch of matches to pick from for it to sort through and pair up people with, it would still be impossible for me to specifically get a play session together with someone on Xbox One or someone on a different console or something like that, which is how I think it works on PC now. It just made the pool bigger.
Correct. And so, you know, when you're playing versus...
Do you? How do you know? How is that signified?
Well, I mean, for one, people can type a lot faster on PC. Okay. And then two, you can tell by the PS4 people have logos.
As of
where PC people only have a default.
That's what I was curious. Yeah. How I was curious.
Yeah,
as to how that worked.
You know when you're, and plus, certain Steam names could.
Yeah. Okay. You know. I get what you're saying now. I remember that time we were playing Evolve, and like, I want my friend to come in here, and his name was. I was like, who the? This is
my friend.
Whatever.
It was a guy that happened to be playing with it, and I was like, oh, let me invite him because he's on my friends list. I wasn't, or not friends list, but like a Reddit group list thing.
Yeah. Well, that was one of those things. I was like, man.
What was his name?
I don't know. It was horrible.
Something Hitler.
Like Hitler was right or something like that. I don't know what it was.
It's like Hitler did nothing wrong.
It was horrible.
It was worse than that, actually.
Oh, and his aliases. He had different aliases, too, and they were all miserable. I was like, good God.
Like, why are you friends with him? I'm like, I'm not.
Oh, man.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
His name's okay now.
Oh, really? What is his name now? Hitler's all right.
Just track zero.
What?
I'm just kidding.
That's not Drew. Oh, look at this. Okay, I'm seeing news here that Marvel Ultimate Alliance is coming to PS4, Xbox One, and PC on Tuesday. Ultimate Alliance 1 and 2 are coming to current-gen consoles and PC on Tuesday the 26th. It was just announced during the Marvel Games panel at San Diego Comic-Con. There will be some graphics, UI, and performance tweaks to get the games running as smoothly as possible, but otherwise they're the same outstanding action role-playing games that make the series one of Marvel's best gaming ventures to date. I think I had Ultimate Alliance 2. I don't think I ever played Ultimate Alliance. But yeah, that's going to be another one to add to the backlog of things that I've already got in the backlog. So... and is there anything else? We still got about 10 minutes left of the show, and I've got nothing left to talk to you about, pretty much. It is Comic-Con. I would rather be...
No, I'm excited for
reading the
Happy Few coming out Tuesday.
You are, and you're going to have to tell us about that next week when you're here. Because I am... hoping that you enjoy that game.
Why are you hoping I enjoy that?
Because game? Then I might pick it up.
Oh, okay.
So far, the little bit that I've seen from it does not interest me. But I'm hoping you'll come in with, nah, man, it's great. It does this and this and this, and no, it's fantastic. You got to check it out.
Now, they got rid of OBS, right? Would I have to get OBS Studio?
No, OBS still works.
Oh, it does still work.
Yeah, okay. They just don't support it anymore.
Okay, so should I just still switch? Maybe I'll stream it.
I prefer OBS Studio.
Well, no, it'd have to work.
I prefer OBS Studio. OBS Studio is much easier to deal with. I did some streaming with OBS Studio the other couple of weeks ago, and it streamed fine. And so, at the house, and yeah, it's not bad. So,
you're mentioning Comic-Con. I see here Nintendo's holding a 64-member 12 and under.
They're doing a 12 and under Smash Brothers tournament.
Now, you know how Smash Brothers is. You are testing friendships when you play that game.
One of the websites said it is the most adorably brutal thing he has ever seen. Yeah, 12-year-olds and under playing Super Smash Brothers.
12 and under playing Smash Brothers. Yeah. There might be a fight.
Yeah, Lethal Migraine is saying that We Happy Few is nothing. I know it's nothing like the E3 trailer, because that was the beginning of the game. I played a little bit of We Happy Few from a year ago at PAX, and I didn't like what I played, but I also was playing it completely out of any context whatsoever.
And no one helping you.
The guy who was standing there would...
Like, I don't know.
He was, like, looking at his phone. Oh, good God. Do you realize what PAX... I've said this before. Do you realize what PAX is going to be like with Pokemon Go?
Oh. No reception.
Oh, God. No reception whatsoever. There never is any reception, so it's going to be miserable. But still, that city's going to be packed with Pokestops. Gyms will be switching colors like a Christmas light.
Just but only between two, though.
Who knows? It could be, yellow could be big over on the other side of the country.
That's very true.
I really don't know.
You have to represent the red. Team Valor.
That's the thing. I've seen, you know, we're talking about going back to Pokemon Go again. I have seen red and I have seen blue. I don't see a bit of yellow in any place that I've been. Nobody is going for Spark. Is it Spark? Team Spark. Yeah, nobody's going for Team Spark. It's either Valor or Mystic. That's it. It looks awful, and if you have motion sickness issues, We Happy Few is going to hurt. Yeah, again, I'm curious about what your thoughts are going to be on it.
Only cost me $17, so.
I know. So, but I'm really curious about that. I love the studio that did. I love Contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Contrast, fantastic game. This is a fantastic studio. Very talented people. Concept art. Whoever does their concept artist is brilliant.
And see, I really don't even know what the story is about. I paid zero attention to any of it. It was just mainly that the little I did read about the story, I was like, oh, that sounds kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And I already liked their what was the other game?
Contrast,
yeah. I was like, meh, $17, why not? And that was like a year ago. So,
Has it been a year since they launched that Kickstarter? Wow. God, yeah. It's been longer for Abduction that we're still waiting. They were going to come out at the same time. So, I know. Look, I don't put much on them because I know that they are, and by them, I'm talking about Cyan Worlds. I don't put much on them. They started with a very small studio when they did this Kickstarter. They brought in people to work on this game using the funds that they made through the Kickstarter campaign. It is a passion project of theirs. Everybody who works on this, it's like if you got fans of Myst to work on a game, and that's exactly what it is that these are people who are in love with what they're doing. I visited this, and these are people who, I didn't see any bit of the game. They offered to show me some of it, but I said, no, I don't want to see anything. I'd like to go in and is completely blind as much as I can. And
nope, same here.
Yeah. And so, but talking with them, I mean, Rand took us out to lunch, which was really nice.
And we sat there.
Yeah. Well, there's a
Kickstarter.
No.
Just kidding.
There was a restaurant that's not far. We actually walked to this restaurant from their campus. Because it's fascinating to walk around their campus. It's all in the woods.
Yeah, I know. It's super cool. I've seen all of his videos.
Yeah, although it's kind of deceptive. Because if you walk just a few feet away from that area, it's all cleared out. It's all, it's just like this little portal of trees on their ground.
You are going there or you're not going there?
I've been there. I'm not going there again this year. I'm going to a couple other places I saw on the way there, on the way back, sort of thing. Yeah. But I'm not, I don't have plans to go there again. That was a long drive. It was also a very horrible drive because the car broke down.
Oh.
Our rental car, broke down.
Wow.
Yes, we were halfway
a
between
new car or a...
it was it wasn't a Prius. I can't remember the name of it, but fairly new. It was from Hertz, and it broke down halfway. It was like, this was a 4-hour drive. 2 hours into the drive is when it decided to break down.
What did it do?
it started smoking. We pulled over to a rest stop because we were taking a break. And when I slowed the car down, the smoke started coming out of the hood. And yeah, it was bad. The option here, I can't believe I haven't told you this story. The option here, when we called them, they said, well, we don't have any place out there. And I mean, we can't come and drop off a new car. We can come and pick up that car and bring it back to our location here, 2 hours away. And then you can get another car and go back out. I was like,
No.
So I looked on my phone, found a tiny little Hertz place at a tiny little airfield that was about 45 minutes away. And so we winged it, made it there, got a new car. This has put us way off our timing of everything, but got a new car and finally made it, and then made it back and got a nice little discount on the rental, by the way, for all the trouble we had to go through. But
better.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a miserable experience. I'd rather fly into Spokane and then hit a puddle jumper across to get to Seattle, if that's the case. So yeah, but no, it was a miserable drive. It was a beautiful drive, actually. Cause you got the Cascade Mountains and Mount Rainier and everything else that you can see once you get out to some of the flatland. And by the way, unbelievably flat once you get out of Seattle.
Yep.
Holy cow. I'd never thought it was, but between that and Spokane, flat, so much flat space. Just
driven through Ohio.
I've only been to, I flew into Cleveland. I've been to Ohio, but I haven't driven through Ohio.
Yeah. Same way. Flat. You can see for eons.
I've actually been to Cleveland and I've been to Cincinnati. I drove to Cincinnati, but I drove through through Birmingham, Nashville, Louisville, and then into Cincinnati. But that was at night. I didn't see anything. And then on the way back,
yeah,
I guess it was kind of flat, but it was nothing like what, it was just so surprising to me driving through that part of Washington State and seeing that it was just flat, because you've got a mountain range that goes through there.
Yeah,
but once you've crossed through that, it is vacant.
Mm-hmm.
Farms. I saw little dust twisters. We got kind of lost on the way back, which was fun, but it put us in Leavenworth. We got to Leavenworth, and it was starting to get dark, which we missed out on a lot of some of the better things going on there, but still. Because driving back through, we were going through the scenic route of the Cascade Mountains. However, by the time we left Leavenworth, it was too dark, and we couldn't see anything through the scenic route. So, yeah, it was kind of a bust. It was an all-day deal, unfortunately. So I'm not looking for an all-day deal when I go back. I'm going to hit the Pinball Museum because I've been to Seattle for ever how many times now, and I've never gone to the thing. And I'm going to try and get out to some of the dark areas so I can see some stars and probably go back to Leavenworth as well, which is not a very far drive out of town. So we're going to call that a wrap for today, folks. Thanks, everybody, for joining us in the chat room. And thanks, everybody, for listening on the stream and on the radio as well. Thanks to everybody who grabs us each week. Thanks to all of our callers, W. Matthew and Chris. Thanks for everybody who gets us on iTunes or however you get our show for later use. We do appreciate it. Go to ingamechat.net and follow us on Twitter, Facebook. You can find us on our forums at colonyofgamers.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to our Twitch channel that you're watching right now. If you're on Steam, look for our Steam group. If you're on PS4, we've got a group there as well. Thanks, everybody. Have a fantastic week. We will see you next Saturday. Fittingly, here is music from Sonic. We'll see you next Saturday.